Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
The most talented team at the division at every position but quarterback is the Cleveland Browns. I can't get there with Deshaun Watson. I love everything else about the Browns roster except for quarterback. So because of that, because of the moving pieces, basically just about every position for the Ravens, running back, receiver, offensive line, still a huge question mark for Baltimore, all the changes in the secondary and some aging in the secondary. I would take the Bengals to win the division right now over the Ravens.
That's Charlie Goldsmith, who, coincidentally enough, covers the Bengals for the Cincinnati Inquirer. It was on the show yesterday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's NFL Lunch on this Turn It Up Tuesday. And I asked them the question. Right now, 2 days before the draft, most talented team in the AFC North. And you heard him say it's Cleveland. So we'll work back from there.
Yeah.
The Browns, inch for inch, pound for pound, looking at the roster and the depth chart, and they've got Nick Chubb's coming back from an injury, so I would think that should be somewhat of a concern there. They had some guys that have bust out years, David Njoku, but was that more of a Joe Flacco-aided sort of monster season? But do you agree with Charlie that the most talented team in the division is the Cleveland Browns? And the only reason, as you heard him say, everybody, that he's not picking them to win the division is because of the quarterback, Deshaun Watson, who has either been inconsistent or injured.
All right, Bob, when I look at the roster for the Cleveland, I about fell out of my chair when he said it, number one. But when I look at their blue players, all right, Amari Cooper, I'll give him a blue, okay? And then I'll give Joe Bitonia a blue, their left guard. I'll give their tight end Njoku a blue. I can't give Chubb because I don't think he's going to play this year. And
he had a major knee injury.
He had two surgeries. So, I mean, other than that, that's their offense. Three. Now on defense, Myles Garrett, a blue. Denzel Ward, a blue. Tell me who else would be a blue player for them. I don't see anybody else. So, I mean, they have five.
Darius Smith's light blue. When he's at his best.
Right. So, I mean, that's the thing. You know, I mean, I don't get it. You know, his concern about the Ravens is their depth and stuff right now. Yeah, and like Eric says, don't play till September. But when you do look at the Ravens, you know, I mean, when you look at the Ravens, we've been this before. Zay Flowers, blue. Lindebaum, blue. Andrews, blue. Lamar Jackson, double blue. Henry, blue. Madubuike, blue. Roquan, blue. Hamilton, blue. Brandon Stevens, blue. Justin Tucker, blue. I mean, so your elite play, I have twice as many elite players as basically anybody else in the division. So my core is better than anybody else. Plus, I got the MVP quarterback. Now, all right, do I need some depth? Absolutely, but so does everybody else. So I can't see where pound for pound, player for player, that they're better. You know, and the thing about it too, Bob, is all the Ravens, blue guys, they're all young. They're like the Orioles. Flowers is 20 whatever. Lindebaum's 24. Jackson or Andrews is probably like 27. Henry's the oldest at 30. Lamar's 27. Matabike's 25. Roquan's 25. Kyle Hamilton's, 24? Brandon Stevens probably 25, 26. And Tucker's probably 32. So you got two 30-year-old guys. Other than that, they're young.
But getting back to Watson, which was Charlie's main concern. And by the way, we respect Charlie Goldsmith greatly, and we appreciate him joining us throughout the year talking about football. He's better than average, Watson. Not even MVP, but better than average.
Okay.
Are they better with him better than average as opposed to Joe Flacco, who had that lightning in a bottle sort of stretch there that eventually imploded on them with the turnovers and everything that went along with it?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, for him to be better than average, if he could play like Joe Flacco played and take out the turnovers, they would be pretty dangerous. But I don't know that, because I just don't know. I mean, because Joe played extremely well. I mean, he was about a 2-turnover-a-game guy, Joe was, for them.
Hey, even games they were winning. Remember the Jets game on Thursday night? He threw an interception that was returned for a touchdown. Great play. It was Cleveland. It was the Jets, as a matter of fact. But look at Cincinnati. And Charlie said that he's going to pick Cincinnati to win it because he doesn't like Deshaun Watson. And he mentioned that we just talked about it. The Ravens' weaknesses are lack of depth, blah, blah, blah. But if you look at Cincinnati's core and the assumption that Joe Burrow is back to 100% health. Now, Joe Mixon's gone. He's in Houston with the Texans. But Zach Moss, who was playing very well for the Colts, filling in for Taylor. Chase Brown, he's got some juice to him. I mean, we know about their receivers. What about the Bengals? I mean, are they the team that you would pick to win the division just because Deshaun Watson is questionable?
Well, I got to go with the Ravens just because Lamar's coming off MVP year and Joe Burrow's coming off of missing the whole year. Plus, Higgins is going to show up, what did he say, 3 weeks prior to camp?
Yeah, he'll be disgruntled.
And no Tyler Boyd. And Gesicki's going to help him out some. But, I mean, when you look at their defense, I mean, he even said that their defense, I mean, adding Geno Stone, that's a big get for them. I mean, all right. But, I mean, you get them in man coverage, I'll take that all day. But they need secondary people. And they got Hendrickson, who I like. Other than Hendrickson, you know, they don't have any Pro Bowl-type defensive players. So I don't. Well, they're going to draft probably a right tackle, and then they'd have Orlando Brown and J.C. Latham or somebody like that. So that'll help too. But how much does Tyler Boyd being gone? How much does that hurt him? And then how much does Higgins being out for the OTAs and the minicamp hurt him? And then Joe Burrow's not even. Bob, he's not 100% yet.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they've got question marks. And Joe Burrow's missed training camp every year.
Yep. Appendix. There's the cap. There's all sorts of zany
stuff. So, I mean, I like the Bengals. I like the Bengals and the Ravens to be the two teams at the top.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch. As we're 2 days away from the draft, we're looking at the AFC North, where the Ravens reside, defending champions of said division. But Pittsburgh, we tend to forget about them all the time. Yep. And then you look in December, there they are clanking around. Playoff contention, new quarterback room, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. Russell Wilson, proven commodity in his prime. Justin Fields, I personally think, is going to be a good player, but he's going to have to start on the bench, it looks like. What about the Steelers here, the team we always forget to give a little respect to?
Yeah. The Steelers are going to be interesting, Bob. If they get good quarterback play, if they get solid quarterback play, they could win 11 games. They're going to be right there, too, because and then Patrick Queen's got to be Batman for him.
Yeah, that's
going to be critical for them.
To be determined.
Yes.
By the way.
I mean, also, is he an outstanding player? Yes. But they're counting on him to be their guy. And I just don't. I mean, to me, we don't know. We don't know if he can be Roquan Smith for them. Can he be Roquan? If he can be Roquan Smith, their defense can be really good.
Something we talked about earlier in the hour, or last hour rather, with Jason Cole. Zach Wilson going to get traded from the Jets, former top pick, number 2 overall, 2021. Going to the Broncos, 7th round pick or some crazy stuff like this. But here's a guy that was so bad and had lost the respect of his teammates to the point where he was demoted to third string last year. Now he goes to Denver, and his relationship or potential relationship with Sean Payton aside, Zach Wilson, big arm, put up big numbers at BYU, but showing off in shorts, and the Jets were intrigued, and now here they are going to be looking for another franchise quarterback shortly because Aaron Rodgers is long in the tooth.
Bob, how about Trey Lance was traded for, a 4th or something? I think a 4th to Dallas. Mac Jones was traded for a 6th. Zach Wilson was traded for basically them to move up 50 spots or something like that from the 7th to the 6th round. So basically he was traded for like a 6th round pick. So the top 3 picks of the draft, they were traded for roughly like 6th round picks.
Yeah.
3 years later.
Yeah, rough gig there for the quarterback class, which means proceed with caution, I guess.
And Justin Fields was for a 6th.
Yeah.
And it's all 4 of them.
He was, 15th pick in the draft. But 2018, aside from Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, that first-round class has been very dud-like. But Baker's, he's bounced around. But
he's rebounded.
Yeah, he's making a nice living for sure. Speaking of quarterbacks and top-rated guys, Matt Ryan retired. Former MVP, he's been to a Super Bowl. Last go-round in the NFL was dreadful with the Colts, but he's retiring 15 seasons, retires as a member of the Atlanta Falcons. And I would guess, given the length of his career in Atlanta and the success that they had, they choked away a major lead in a Super Bowl. And I'm sure we'll be looking at him a little differently. But I would guess if you're the Falcons, you're happy with what you got from him over the course of his career with you.
Oh, yeah, because when they drafted him, Bob,
he was 08.
08.
Yeah.
He changed the franchise, totally changed the franchise, and gave them a chance because they had a franchise quarterback. So they built around him, and he proved very worthy of that. So I think, Bob, he had a hell of a career. For a guy that's not a really good athlete, basically a pocket-type passer, he had a hell of a career for the Falcons.
Yep. Congratulations to you, Matt Ryan. And then finally, Kansas City, everyone getting extension Oprah style. You get an extension. You get an extension. Reed and Veach and Donovan and everybody along with it. That's what happens when you win 3 Super Bowls in, 5 years?
And all those guys, Bob, they're making the most of anybody in the league at their positions. So Andy Reid is probably making over 20 mil. And the GM, Veach, I'll bet you, Bob, he's making probably like 7-8 mil. Hoofta.
Man, keep an eye on this comment, too. Veach said that Kadarius Toney is probably the most talented receiver on the team. Maybe a not-so-subtle hint that Rashee Rice will probably be suspended here to start the season. I'm sure Hollywood would like to hear that, too.
Yeah.
And you know how he can get all ruffled feathers.
And then when they take a receiver in the first or second round, then that kind of says it, too. But, I mean, when you get some news like that, Bob, I mean, all of a sudden, basically, you don't know how long he's going to be out. And he's going to be out for a while, I think. Or do you just want to move on from him if all the stuff that he had? So they're going to have to draft a guy, and they're going to have to play a guy. And they're probably saying, hey, Mahomes, fix the next guy up.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, American League East report, busy day in the division. Red Sox didn't play, but they've been on fire on the road, and they're back there. Coming up tonight, Orioles beat the Angels 4-2. Birds are now in first place in the East. Also joining us next, or this hour, in about 15, 20 minutes or so, Sean Devity, Heavy.com. Talk about the NBA playoffs. Lakers lose at the buzzer. The Knicks get a miracle in the final minute. What other zany things can go on? NBA playoffs, what's the first round? They still had another 2 months to go.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto,
the Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East. Vinny and Haney.
Good evening, Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. A lot happening in the world of baseball. We're in the final week or so of the month of April. Orioles win last night against the Angels, which we'll get to here in a second. But yesterday afternoon in the Bronx, the A's stunned the Yankees.
Swung on, driven, deep right field. Back is Soto, up, over, out for Gilloff. And the A's take a 2-0 lead.
Zach Gelof, two-run homer there in the top of the ninth inning. That was A's radio on the call as Oakland stuns New York 2-0 to take that game on a Monday afternoon. The big story there, aside from the Yankees losing, was that Aaron Boone got tossed out a couple pitches into the game for arguing balls and strikes. Hunter Wendelstadt took issue with it. And it was actually a fan heckling said umpire from behind the Yankees dugout that caught the attention of the ump. And he tossed Aaron Boone. Not that that would have mattered because he didn't give up the home run. But either way, just another day in the life of professional officials who are under great scrutiny. We'll get to the NBA with Sean Devaney here in a couple of minutes. But Zach Gelof, by the way, from Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, right up the road here. Also in the American League East yesterday, it was the Tigers taking on the Rays. And a veteran bat was speaking loud last night for Detroit.
1-0, swinging a high fly ball left field to Rosarena, going back to the track, looking up, and it's gone! Mark Canna with number 4. Two batters in. Tigers take a 1-0 lead.
That was Tigers radio. As you could tell, Mark Canna with the home run. 7-1 was the final score. He drove in 2 on the day. For Detroit, Tarek Skubal, tough lefty. Love to have him in the Orioles rotation. easier said than done. He's 3-0 with a .182 earned run average. Orioles just came through KC over the weekend, took 2 out of 3 from the Royals, and Toronto said, hey, man, that looks like fun.
1-2. Barsho hammers the ball, right field, Renfro back, at the wall, runs out of room, it's gone! He did it again! Dalton Barsho with his 6th home run of the season, 5-0 Blue Jays.
Oops, he did it again. Blue Jays radio on the call, Dalton Barsho, 2-run shot, 5-3 was the final score as Toronto takes care of the Kansas City Royals. It was the Orioles 4-2. Over the Angels, Albert Suarez picked up his first win as an Oriole. Still has yet to give up a run. 5 2/3 innings pitch, 4 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. Bullpen made it hold up after some interesting things going on late. Craig Kimbrel gets the save as he strikes out Mike Trout, looking with the bases loaded to end things. Colton Cowser, James McCann with homers, Adley Rutschman drove in a couple of runs, so with the win, the Orioles improved to 15-7 on the year. Also going on in the division today, it is Boston at Cleveland, 6-10. Detroit at Tampa, 6-50. Oakland and the Yankees again, 7-05. And then Toronto at Kauffman Stadium. Birds taking on the Angels, 9:38 first pitch. As Grayson Rodriguez looks for his 4th win of the season, 2.63 earned run average. Angels are struggling, 9-14 on the year. Right-hander Griffin Canning still looking for his first win. He's 0-3 with an 8.05. Hester Kerstad, he's called up. Austin Hayes is on the 10-day IL. I'm guessing that Kerstad will be in the lineup as he is a left-handed stick, hitting .349, 10 homers, 30 ribbies down on the farm with an OPS of 1176. If you missed this news, because it happened after we got off the air, but we talked about it on BBT, me and Ryan Ripken. Jordan Westbrook was named as the American League Player of the Week for last week, and that follows up Colton Cowser, only the 3rd time in Orioles history that has been accomplished. Back in 1975, Don Baylor did it, followed by Jim Palmer and Ken Singleton sharing the honor. Eddie Murray did it all by himself back-to-back weeks back in 1981. Standings in the AL East here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Orioles are 15-7, half game up on New York. Toronto's 2.5 off the pace, as is Boston, both with identical 13-10 records. Tampa is sitting at .500. They are 4 back. Boston, by the way, at Cleveland. Red Sox are 10-3 away from Fenway Park. Former Indians, the Guardians, are 16-6. They're in first place in the Central, 3.5 up on both Detroit and Kansas City. Texas, half game up on Seattle. In the West, National League, Braves up a game on Philly. Central, it is Milwaukee, 1.5 up on the Cubs. And then out West, the Dodgers, half game up on the Padres. Remember, Baltimore baseball tonight, 6 o'clock. Me and Ryan Ripken, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Hopefully talking about the Orioles getting ready to take the series and then maybe even go for the sweep. Tomorrow's an afternoon game, 4 o'clock off on Thursday. Then the Birds back home for the Oakland A's coming up this weekend, followed by the New York Yankees. Shaw Devaney, Heavy.com, talk about the NBA playoffs with him. And then it's a fun house trip with Nolan McGraw before Inside Access takes over.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
At two.
Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
5-7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. Some Ozzy, never bad. Just got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Even though he's already in with Sabbath. I mean, that's another thing altogether. Bob Hardy, Vinny Serrato. NBA playoffs underway. Home teams yet to lose. Could that change tonight? Here to talk about what we've seen so far. Look ahead to the rest of the week from Heavy.com. He's on the Maryland Sports Commission Fan Hotline. Let's welcome in Sean Devaney. Sean, what's happening?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, man. Controversy in the officiating last night for sure, especially up in New York. All right, what does Sean Devaney say? The trained eye nurse was crying for the timeout. Everybody in a Sixers uniform was crying for the timeout, did not get it. Is this a justified, much a hubbubby thing that even had Joel Embiid cussing at media members last night?
Yeah, Joel Embiid doesn't usually do that, but... Yeah, you know, look, he tried to call a timeout. In that situation, you've got to be forceful. You're on the road. It's the waning seconds. The crowd is loud. There's a turnover happening. If you want that timeout, you better get out there and get it. And I didn't think he was forceful enough, to be honest with you. You know, certainly you could see him trying. I think Batum was out there trying to call it as well. You know, if what you want is a timeout in that situation, then you get on the floor. You know, I think if Eric Spoelstra does that all the time, he'll be running right into the ref's face calling time. And Nurse didn't do that. So, his complaints certainly have some justification, but at the same time, I'd still point the finger at him.
Now, about the no foul call on Maxey, which Embiid also pointed out, I think Nurse was kind of avoiding that one. But should there have been a whistle blown because of a foul in the closing seconds?
You know, look at that play a couple seconds earlier, and you see Maxey come down into the block and basically shove Josh Hart. You know, gives him a pretty good hard shove to get free under there. And then, yeah, he got his jersey held. But they clearly said, hey, look, we're going to let these guys play. They didn't call the foul on Maxey, and then they didn't call the one that where Maxey got fouled. So, you know, to me, that's a good no call, you know, in both of those situations. Let them be physical. It's the playoffs. It's the end of the game. And to me, it went both ways.
All right, Sean, let's go out west. Heartbreaking loss for the Lakers. They blow the big lead, and then Murray hits the jumper in Davis's face. I mean, that was just a great play. And, I mean, when you have a 7-foot guy with a wingspan of, like, the ceiling in you and you still bury that thing, good for him. But what was LeBron's major problem? Not necessarily with the on-the-court officials, but maybe going back to the eye in the sky.
Yeah, you know, like you say, tough loss for the Lakers. And, you know, I think LeBron – has been around the block enough times to know that he wants to try to get his team an advantage. He's right. Look, all right, so what he said at the end of the third quarter, D'Angelo Russell goes to the hoop, gets whacked in the face. And they call the foul on the floor. For some reason, Denver challenges it, which, you know, most of us watching that game were saying, you know, what are they doing? Why would you challenge that? He gets hit in the face. But then it goes to the replay, and the replay says, no, he didn't. That's not a foul. And so it was a strange play. So that's the genesis of what LeBron was complaining about. But look, you know, the Darvin Ham complained about the refs. Anthony Davis complained about the refs. D'Angelo Russell complained about the refs. That's not why they lost. You had a 20-point lead in the third quarter, and you blew it. So you can blame the refs all you want. That's not why you lost. And I think they know that, but what they want to do is try to, you know, the old Phil Jackson mind games where, you know, you spend the whole press conference whining about the refs in hopes of turning around and getting better calls in game three. That, I think, is what LeBron was really up to last night.
Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, talking some NBA playoffs with him here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Of the teams down 0-2, most likely to either make it a series or even come from behind to steal a series?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I still think both the Lakers and the Sixers have a pretty good chance of doing that. You know, I would say the Lakers probably have a better chance. You know, they played about as well as they could have in that game too. So it's a bit of a soul crusher to lose that one. But you know, if they can take some of the things they did, if they can maybe double team Jokic a little bit more. I mean, they didn't double team him at all in the second half, and he tore him apart. So you know, if they can double team him a little bit more, you know, change up some defenses on him, and play the way they did in the first 50 minutes of that game. 26 minutes of that game. You know, into that third quarter. If they can play that way, then they've got a pretty good chance of at least making this a series again. The Sixers, you know, again, they played very, very well. Got a great game out of Embiid. Got a great game out of Tyrese Maxey. They keep that formula going. Maybe they win on their home floor. You know, their big problem, of course, is how healthy is Joel Embiid, and is he going to be able to battle his way through? I mean, he really looks like he is dragging that knee around right now, and that's not good. So, you know, that's going to be the big challenge. But if he can hold up, then they've got a chance to get back in this thing as well.
Sean, first home team to lose will be who?
Oh, boy, that's a good one. You know, I would probably have to say probably that Clippers series. You know, I mean, Dallas came in pretty hot and, you know, obviously did not play well. They got virtually nothing out of their big guys. They got hammered by Ivica Zubac, who was benched pretty much the last time these two teams played. But he took took pretty good care of former Wizard Daniel Gafford, who only played 14 minutes in that game. But, you know, that was one of those cases where it seemed like anything that could go wrong for Dallas did. I think Dallas, you know, I think that's going to probably be a 7-game series. So I'd expect Dallas to come back and maybe win game two.
Sean, what about the T-Wolves? You like the T-Wolves again tonight at home?
Yeah, I do. You know, I mean, that right now, where they stand, you know, what they did against Devin Booker in that, you know, he scored, 16 points or 18 points on 16 shots. Jaden McDaniels defensively was fantastic against him and really did seem to have him out of sorts. And I expect that to continue. You know, I think really this Phoenix bunch, they look like a team. And it's funny because this has happened now for the last few times that Kevin Durant has gone somewhere. You know, they look like a team that's really ready to just go home and say, we've had about enough of this season. You know, it never came together. No chemistry, no camaraderie. You know, it reminds me of the team that Durant had when he was in Brooklyn. So, you know, that Phoenix team really does look like toast to me. So I think Minnesota definitely should move on there.
Sean, what's happening at heavy.com?
Well, you know, I know the NFL guys, I'm pitching in there a little too, helping out with the draft, but you know, a lot of NBA coverage, a lot of Lakers coverage, a lot of looking back at the referees, a lot of Knicks talk as well. I almost feel bad for the poor Cleveland Cavaliers who we're not writing that much about.
Yeah, right.
and we haven't talked about. But, yeah, you know, really, you know, a lot of Lakers coverage going on right now.
Sean, appreciate your time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
There you go. Sean Devaney, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse, then Inside Access takes over at 2, followed by Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Me and Ryan Ripken, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. 6 o'clock. Orioles looking to make it 2 in a row.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Throw against the Angels.
At the stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear, one serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney, post up in the bleachers.
You're all garbage! Follow that!
Yeah.
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Turn It Up Tuesday, it's Pearl Jam closing out the show. Chosen by you, the people. Tomorrow's Woman Crush Wednesday. Ryan Wilson's going to be joining us from CBSSports.com. Jim Hunter's going to be joining us. Talk about the Orioles. Other surprises coming your way as we get you ready for the draft of 24. The Birds are in first place in the AL East. So plenty of zany things going on in and around the world of sports. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes. Orioles in Anaheim taking on the Angels. Baltimore baseball tonight. Me and Ryan Ripken. Brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. All right, quick draw. I know you're a busy man. You ready to get out of here, or you want to say something to the people here?
Quick draws. Fun draws.
Shoot down.
The rudeness, tuneness, text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
Underappreciated. This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Let the imaging do the talking.
Yes.
Start with this one here. Texter says, seems like the O-line in round one is the safest pick for the Ravens just because of the depth at the position compared to, say, pass rush or corner. If they end up trading back a few spots or even into the second round, they can probably still get one of their top O-linemen.
I don't know if I agree with that because I think there's a lot of people in that group. And look at Washington. They have 36 and 40. So if they want to come back up into that group because they need a starting tackle. So there's going to be in that clump right there, there's going to be teams that need Kansas City needs a tackle. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens because if they trade back, I don't think they're going to get them at that time.
Eric in Bel Air here says hearing Vinny mention Lamar's flat deep ball last year reminded me, what was the issue that led to his divorce with Josh Harris as a quarterback coach? Seemed to develop pretty well and consistently with his mechanics during the Harris era.
That was our guy, right?
Joshua Harris, yeah. And then Adam Dido.
Dido was, I don't know what. That was the one that was walking around on the field. And once the contract got done, see ya.
Yeah, Joshua Harris used to come on this show quite often, but...
I don't know what
vanished
happened.
From the scene. Yeah. No clue.
Another texter here says bullpen has been good enough in my opinion. Still very confident in setup guys like Cano and Coulomb. Of course, Kimbrel, he's been outstanding. Would have been nice if Perez wasn't hurt though. Would feel a little more comfortable.
His return doesn't appear to be imminent as he's down there with the oblique, but their bullpen ERA went from being in the top five to like their 12th or 13th. Now it's over four as a unit. So there have been some struggles. They had a really, really rough week last week.
Got one from Chris who says, if you believe what DaCosta said about this not being a deep draft overall, maybe looking to move on from later round picks instead of deferring to next year, why not bundle them and try to get something or an extra, you know, fourth rounder, fifth rounder.
The problem that you have with that is everybody will be doing that, and teams are gonna want the picks for next year. They don't want the picks for this year, and that happens. I mean, I told this story before. Belichick called me and asking me, "You want to trade?" I'll give you 2 sixes this year for a fifth next year. I says, your board's empty too? And he just laughed. So I'm guessing that a lot of teams' boards will be empty if it's not a deep draft.
This texter says, only one thing is a guarantee about the draft. No matter who the Ravens take, all the experts will be giving them A-plus grades. Happens every single year. The amount that actually live up to the hype, obviously slim.
Well, last year was kind of a no-brainer. I mean, two years ago. 2 years ago with Kyle Hamilton and Lindebaum, that was an A-plus draft, and it's proven out to be an A-plus draft. And Zay Flowers last year, first round, that was an A, too. So it has, but to your point, Norm, yes, they're going to get an A no matter what.
And one last one
like
here.
Fonzie.
One more on the Orioles.
You get an A.
Texter says, I was in favor of moving on from Ramon Arias, Jorge Mateo, looking to get guys like Mayo, Norby up to the majors. But watching recent games, it occurred to me, Arias really does give you good defense flexibility at multiple infield spots. And Mateo's speed on the Bates pass can't be ignored. Both good skill sets for utility players.
And that's where they're at right now, in the perfect role. Ramon Arias can literally play all five infield spots. We saw him play first base last night, made a great play early in the game. And then Mateo's speed, question is, can he get on base to utilize it? And he's settled in, played second base. I'm not sold on him completely in center field, but shortstop's kind of taken, if you know what we're saying right now, for the Orioles. So far, so good for Mateo, and then Arias, because he was buried. He didn't play at all for the better part of a week. Now he's getting an opportunity, and like a proven vet, making the most of it. More Orioles talk coming up tonight at 6 with Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Me and Ryan Ripken, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock as we get ready for the draft and more baseball and basketball and hockey and anything else that happens over your sports 24-hour cycle. Here for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Inside Access coming up next. For now, stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. Classes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.